Rochelle and Lionel. PSJ speaks and it's going down. Conversations and they keeping it real. Holding nothing back, yeah, you know what it is. Hey, repping Jamaica, no doubt about it. Talk relationships to food and even travel. Plenty conversations and they keeping it real. Holding nothing back, yeah, you know what it is. Hey, PSJ speaks. Let's go. PSJ speaks.
PSJ's Powerful Motivation, Episode 10. The meaning of life is to give life meaning. Ken Hodgins. Hodgins? Okay. All right.
Hey, guys. It's the final episode for the season. Why do I sound excited, though? Anyway, by now, you know it's your girl, Rochelle, and I have with me tonight, as usual, Lionel. Say hi.
Hey, what's up?
The up-top boss. And Brittany, a.k.a. Brit Breezy.
Hey, guys.
When the sun sad for true.
I'm sad.
Oh, God. Anyway, guys, tonight we will recap on our very first season. By the way, guys, tell us which was your favorite and tell us what you want to see in season two. Season two will include vlogs and just lots and lots of excitement. So stay tuned with the whoa.
Yeah, and guys, Russia, what's up with your accent? Anyways, guys, we just want to say thank you to everyone who has been supporting us, you know, from day one. Any like, any share, any comment. We want to thank all our guests and everything and everyone who just supported overall. Remember, you can follow us on Instagram at PowerSquadJA, and please go ahead and subscribe to our YouTube channel that I just made, PowerSquadJA. All right, so don't. I know it may look away if you probably just see like 10 subscribers. I literally just made the page. No worries, we don't have any videos as yet, but just go ahead and subscribe so that you'll get our first vlog, everything, because we have a lot in store.
Oh, look at that.
Yeah, okay. Man.
All right, so let's do a recap of the season.
Yeah, exciting.
All right, so here's our roundup. For our tours, we visited Bowden Hill to see Falling Edge Falls in January. That's in St. Andrew. Then we went to Reggae Falls and Cane River in February, and that's in St. Thomas. For March, we went to Clarendon and we checked out Guts River. And for April, we found Noisy River in Manchester.
My birthday month. Woo!
Okay.
Okay.
Right. In May, we switched it up a bit and we went to the Hyatt. That was for Brittany's birthday celebration. Even though it was late, we had a great time.
Yeah, we did.
So you guys might be wondering what we'll be doing for June. You have to check our page out and you will see. All right, so people saying, yo, why we start this enough? And I mean the podcast thing. But it was basically to shed light on stuff that we've been doing and to also interact with people, not only through our photos and videos, but we would engage in conversations so people can, you know, stay in them car or them house or whatever, and listen to us and kind of get a feel of our personality. You see?
Right.
So, you know, we're grateful for the people who listen, and I hope that you guys will continue to check in on us. And we will come back shortly with new content for you guys. So, as Brittany said, drop a comment, subscribe. We'll have visuals too if you're more into that. Show your support.
Yep.
All right, so we want to know what your favorite episode was. Was it the first one where we talked about Mackerel and Queenie? Or did you find it more interesting when we describe our ideal date, splitting it 50-50, stuff like that?
I remember that one.
How about the one that we journeyed to high school?
Lord, was it high school crush teacher?
Or was it the description of the perfect one, if such a thing exists? And then remember the food episode. Did you choose the jerk chicken from Island Grill or the barbecue? Go on, no, just make we know what I'm going.
Yep.
All right.
Okay, cool. And some people, I don't know, some people may be wondering, you know, who we are.
Oh, yeah. Who are we?
Who are we, you know? Who are we?
We are Dynamite.
We really are family, though, to be honest, guys. We're really family. And as Lionel said, you know, we just really wanted to document. We're always going, people always messaging us, say, yo, we're not always a fight, we're not always at this and whatever. So we just decided to document it in one place, you know, instead of everyone on their own page. So we just made a page, you know, and as Lionel was saying, have videos, everything. We go live from time to time and we just interact with everyone and post traveling trips and things like that. Tips, I should say, sorry. So, right, that's who we are. And we've been on a lot of international trips together.
Yes.
Some of the places are like Liverpool, Vegas, Cancun, Brixton, Port of Spain, Atlanta, New York, Miami. Yo, enough place. Together, right? As a crew. Right. It's really fun. It's really nice. So, I mean, that's basically where everything was birthed. We used to go on trips together and then we're just like, hey, let's post it.
So, and then if you guys, it would be educating and entertaining at the same time for you guys. So if you want to go to a certain place, we would put up food places to go to. We would go to parties or we would do whatever. And then you guys can learn from us and learn and from.
The funny thing is, it's just that people, we usually go to these places and everybody be like, where are you guys? Where you get that?
Where so is this?
Like, you know what? Let's just post everything. Let us tell you, how do you guys get to Cancun? Okay, here it is. XYZ.
Right. Do you need a visa to go to Cancun? Yeah. Blah, blah, blah.
This is what it is. And we just lay out everything. Our plans are where we plan to go, how we plan to achieve it, where we got this food, what we think about this, because we're always getting those questions. So we just decided to, boom, give it to y'all. So, Rush, what are some other places worth visiting that you would say? Because as Lionel was saying, you know, we went to a few places between January of this year, that's 2019, and May.
Right, because that was a part of our 12 months, 12 parishes challenge.
Right, so that's one of the things, guys, for on our page for the rest of the month. To see where we're journeying to next. Our voyages are bomb. One of the places to visit, one, Hyatt Hotel.
Yo, wait. Since we've been there, I think three people that I have known have gone there and say, yo, it's like worth the money. Like, it's like the service, everything.
Right.
So, yeah, our recommendations are pretty good.
And
so,
I see that Scan post, they made a post with a picture with the sign, because everybody wants to know, where is that sign, the Jamaican,
oh, yeah,
the letters. They made a post the other day, and everybody's like, oh, where is that sign? And that's way after we went and made our post. Just saying. But, yeah.
So, the beautiful Guts River, guys.
Yeah, check out Uncle Wayne.
I don't remember his name. Wayne, I have his number in his phone, in my phone. So it's his property, and we can just link up Uncle, let's say Wayne, whenever we want to go, or Dwayne or something like that. So you can link us, or you can go there yourself and enjoy.
So, guys, you can check out Cane River. Mm-hmm. Cane River was such a hidden treasure.
Yeah, and it's beautiful.
In St. Thomas. And it's absolutely beautiful. Trust me. First of all, the stairs is a little bit of a workout, but when you reach to the water, it's just relaxing. You forget all about the stairs to get there. Mm-hmm. So, yeah, that's another one.
Let me just insert one, Rush. I think Kalugo, I'm not sure if you're going to say that next. But I know in our previous podcast, we had mentioned that, yo, that we had a little hiccup. Meaning there was nothing, not really a hiccup. You know, a little police came in and, you know, came by a little somebody while we were doing a podcast and all, you know. But overall, we really think it was a great place. It's not in the town. It's actually, we're from, you know, Kingston and St. Andrew. It's actually located in which parish?
Oh, St. Catherine.
Right. So, yeah. So, you know, not a lot of people know about it, but you can check it out. It was nice. Any more, Rush?
No, those are top notch for me.
Okay. I'm just gonna list a few brands worth following. Some of which we had mentioned in our previous episodes. They sponsored certain episodes, so they may sound familiar. I'm hoping they sound familiar because I'm hoping you guys went and checked them out. Topping the list this week is First Comer Dance Equip JA. So they have, if you're a dancer, anything you need, even if you're just working out, sports bras, everything for a dancer, turn boards, dance shoes, whatever you can think of. The Fly Hippo is a new clothing line for men right now. They're going to have female apparel soon. You can follow them. It's really trendy, really hot. Look out for them. You can get caps, t-shirts, and stuff like that. As we mentioned, Tuesday/Choose Health for your healthy juice. Shooting Jar JA coming soon. Heaven Sent Delectables for all of your cakes, you know, custom cakes, cupcakes, anything sweet. And Official Beach Bum JA
for all your chunks.
Yeah. So we just want to briefly touch on a few things that were hot this week. Yeah. Well, apart from Jamaica right now, because it is so hot. Even right now, I am hot, right? Rochelle and Lionel live in Portmore, which is the
sunshine city.
How would I call that? Sunshine city. So I can imagine I live on a hill. So it's a little cooler, but I'm still hot. But I can just imagine, you know, you guys. So, oh, it's so hot. So first up, of course, it's going to be football. Our reggae girls and reggae boys, they did a tremendous job in the week. Let's go with the girls first. It's their first time going to the World Cup, so we just want to commend them. Cue applause.
Bop, 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 bop.
Right. We did mention them in previous episodes, so you can check. I don't remember which episode it is. So they played, the reggae girls played Australia. Right, they played Australia, and it was 4-1. 4-1. Australia got 4, we got 1. But it's our first ever goal in the World Cup for women, so that's just a historical moment, and we're very proud of the reggae girls, right? The men...
we need a day, FYI.
For the Gold Cup now, which is ongoing right currently. So the men played, was it yesterday? Well, it depends on when you're listening to this. But Leon Bailey represented Jamaica for the first time. I saw an article today how he was emotional and this and that. I think it said he cried, you know, before. And I don't know. I think that's a bit, but, you know, we're grateful for Leon Bailey. He's a superb talent. And we won that match against Honduras. And we were the hosts of that match. So it was at the National Stadium in Jamaica, and we did a great job. Jamaicans went out and we represented. Yeah.
Bop, 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 bop.
So who, Leon scored any goals?
He assist. They call it assist. Well, I think, because I don't
know. Yes, it right. Wasn't.
Yeah, so we look forward to more from Leon. Their next match is Friday. So we'll be watching that. Right.
Oh yeah.
What else was hot this week? Let's go.
I don't know if you guys heard about this, but the principal of Edwin Arian? It's just something. One high school in St. James. I can't really see the seal because I'm looking at the letter right now. I'm gonna read it. It says, "Dear parent or guardian, we have observed that there's been changing to the tone and complexion of the skin of your child." These changes are more visible on his face when compared to the photograph that is on file. We are therefore asking for a medical report from a doctor concerning the condition, as we are not sure if it is contagious. If this is not forthcoming, we will have to ask the child to remain home until the original complexion has returned. And when it would have been deemed safe for him or her to be integrated into the school population. Thank you for your cooperation.
Hallelujah.
Wow.
Wow. Pineda.
So how did you get a copy of this letter? Is it the parents that they published?
Well,
it?
Apparently a parent took a picture of the letter and sent it out to like a news agency or something.
Okay, okay. Thoughts?
I don't know how I feel, because for one, the the student might just not give the parent the letter and just don't go to school because him know say, oh, whatever. You get me?
Right.
So it's like, all right, the principal is trying to do a good thing in terms of, you know, they're trying to not let the students bleach or try to scare them from bleaching or whatever the case is, or get the parents involved. But yeah, at the same time, you might lose a lot of kids along the way. You get what I mean?
Right.
So how... Go again?
Understood. Go ahead.
Right. So it's like, how do you strike that balance? Because somebody was right, like a former teacher from Casey was writing on Twitter today, and he was talking about how he had a student who used to bleach his skin or whatever, and he was one of the brightest students in the class, and like, oh, him used to talk to him or whatever, but him did still bleach, blah, 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 blah. But by the time he, because I think that student went into law or whatever, by the time, you know, he matriculated into university and whatever, he stopped, I guess he grew out of it or whatever. He was saying that, yo, I'm not sure if my words finally met him or that he grew out of it or whatever. But what, a student like that, no, if that student did stop go school or whatever because he was trying to avoid, you know, the punishment that came with this, what would have happened to that student? You get what I'm saying? So it's like, right, you're, I don't know.
I guess it's just like a new way because they do have other things that, you know, are equivalent to this. For example, I think like your pants below your waist, they used to lock students, or they still do lock students out of school or whatever, right? So I guess it just falls in to that entire bracket or that school of thought right now. School. Then, yeah, man.
And then if you leave the students to do whatever they want, then that's another issue, you know what I mean? So it's like,
right,
you need to strike the balance. But I think this was another way of trying to get that attention to the parents at the very least. The next thing was, so I was reading on, there's a Ohio teacher that was charged with sexually abusing 28 first grade girls.
Oh my God.
Like, it's like every time it just gets worse and worse. Anyways.
I'm so scared to have a child. Oh my God.
Right? A teacher was charged with sexually abusing 28 first grade girls. So if you're in a first grade, you're about 6 or 7. Keep that in mind. And touching dozens more. He even told one girl that he would marry her when she got older. Tell me no. Anyways, they had a video, like cameras in the school, clearly. So this man is clearly sick. And he knows the camera there. So he's a gym teacher. And he's 25. Yeah. He's 25 years old. And the video shows him abusing 28 girls and touching 88 in total over a 3-month
That's
period.
Nasty. Anyway, which school he said?
It was in Ohio, in the US.
Okay, I missed that.
Right. So it's crazy, and I feel like I don't know. It's difficult to wrap your mind around, especially when you want to have kids in this world. But those are things that you have to like keep in mind.
And that's why you have to talk to your children because
That too.
When this go happen to the picnic and the picnic go home, what happened? Then they go to them parents and tell them and make the parents come up at school.
Yeah, but not every parent are the same. And then come up at school, that's probably a Jamaican thing. But you saw that video with Terry Carroll and her daughter about the safe touch.
Yeah, you know, I was going to mention her.
I think she did a great job in, not a lot of parents are comfortable with talking to their children, especially at a young age. But I mean, you know, especially at this.
In this time.
Because I'm sure these things probably were happening from, you know, years ago or whatever. But
it's like more exposed now.
Right.
And the thing is, it's just that I agree with the whole Terry Carroll thing, thoughts and whatever, and I like how she handled it. But then we have to remember that she's basically a public figure. So maybe, I'm hoping, a lot of moms are actually doing it. It's just that they didn't, you know, or they're not broadcasting it. Not saying that's a bad thing, you know, because I appreciate it. And that's going to probably make other parents, you know, follow suit or whatever the case is. But I'm just saying, maybe I'm hoping that there are a lot of other mothers doing that. It's just that we are not privy, you know, to seeing it or hearing it or whatever.
Well, I hope so, because in my days, me never hear nothing about that. But
I say, all I know, me never hear my mother's period. I
swear.
Oh, God. But then, and then, as you said, when they were growing up too, it was like a children should be seen, not heard kind of a vibe, you know? But I think we're breaking out of it as we grow with technology and stuff. Anyways, the next thing was that Spice and Love and Hip Hop got the award for Reality Royalty from MTV Movie and TV Awards. And that was a big accomplishment to see like a Jamaican on the stage for something like that.
In her speech, she had said, you know, let me chop some Jamaican or something.
Right. So that's nice. Good publicity for the country. Yeah,
and for herself, because she was like the queen of dance.
Yeah, that was good. And then people, I don't know if you guys know, saw the thing about Jersey, the people from Jersey Shore and some other people were upset about how it's a sellout and MTV must whatever, because like they must say Love and Hip Hop no deserve the award.
To be honest, I've never watched an episode of Love and Hip Hop, and I've watched almost every episode of Jersey Shore. Mm. I didn't know about this though. I didn't know about them being upset or even the nominees I didn't know.
But you know, there's a revamp of Jersey Shore. So this is
no, I didn't know.
Oh well, the people
I talk about, what's your name? Cushy. What's your name? Squishy.
Shoot, what's your name again? The short one. Snooki. Right. Yeah. She's not in it anymore, but there's a revamp because this is a recent thing within. So the award is for the year. You know what I mean? So it's the,
understood.
And also, I want to mention how because when she was on the red carpet, she was talking about, you know, because somebody asked her, I think from the Shade Room asked her, but if she accomplished what she wanted to accomplish with the Black Hypocrisy, the stunt or whatever, and she, you know, she was eloquent and she spoke about, you know, the fact that she thought she reached a lot of people far more than she imagined, and you know, she's happy and whatever. So that's good. I'm happy for her. All right. So wait. Before we go on, I'm gonna tell you guys a story. Right. All right, so, hey, and they say, hey, what's up? What have you been up to? Whatever, right? So you have that conversation. That is all. So she proceeds to tell me a story. She's like, yo, I know this is to just tell a story, but I'm going to tell a story. Has a baby. She lived with her baby father. Cool. Her baby father, like him eat edibles or zine. They bought a three cookie. You know that cake thing that make whole heap of noise when you open it? You know what I'm talking? Cake. Like the plastic set in that cake. Right. And it like have a little nod thing at the end and you just squish it down. But it make a lot of noise when you're opening it.
Yeah.
Right. Anyways, so the husband bought three cookies in that and they were 30 milligrams each. Mind you, remember the gummies? Those were like 10 milligrams each. So you know, so they are strong. Mm. So it's been about a week and the husband eat piece because he don't eat like one. A full one at a time. So you eat piece. At this point, there's 1.5 left in the thing. Apparently, the husband was watching TV and eating, leave it on the side table. Zine? So they have a helper, and the helper come like twice a week or whatever. So she come now and she see this cookie. This is a note to people that to do trouble people things, I am also be greedy. So the helper...
So why you spoil the story before you're done tell the story? I'm confused.
So the helper clean up her thing and she do her thing and do her thing. When them come back, them see the helper up on the floor, like the helper do snow angel. And then she's like, she go upstairs and then she come back down and she's the helper tell her, oh, she feels sick and she have to go to the doctor and she don't know whatever. And then she start bawl. And whatever, so she said, oh, shit, whatever. When it come down to the whole thing, you know, she's like, the helper take the cookie and a half and she eat it. And now she's high as hell. And
I don't know what to do with
herself. And then
just
she's
like me.
She don't know what she's going to do. Like, seriously, how can you see a cookie and a half in something? And as a helper, you're going to eat it.
The entire thing.
That is crazy. Anyways, that was just comic relief. Okay.
What don't concern you? Leave it alone.
Amen.
Anyways, guys. upcoming events, they're going to be off the chain. First of all, we're going to have a day in St. Anne, period.
Okay.
And then, guys, stay tuned for our product launch. I'm not even going to give you guys any more hints on that. Just stay tuned. Stay tuned, stay tuned, stay tuned, stay tuned. And then we're going to have a weekend in St. James. We're going to go to Jamaica Some Fest.
Reggae Some Fest.
Reggae Some Fest.
Guys, if you're following the pod, if you're keeping up with us, you know that we actually mentioned this.
Oh, yeah, we did.
So it's just a recap again. Because remember, it's the finale. So we're just recapping. We knew that we said it last week. Okay? Good.
And also, guys, stay tuned for our trip to Barbados.
Lionel, tell them how that
all right works. So but you know when you're planning for a lot of people, well, not a lot, well, this is five
people. For the squad, yeah, the extended
right communication and those things are integral, right? Anyway, we start planning for this thing, we have a meeting with and notes put out and everything, so we plan to say, yo, we're gonna buy tickets X time, whatever. Went online to buy the tickets. Tickets sold out. What tickets sold out?
Sold out for the events or for
sold out like the flight tickets for right. So there are tickets to go to Barbados, but there are no tickets to come out of Barbados. The thing is, with Caribbean Airlines, when they're flying to Barbados, they have to stop in Trinidad. So, you know, Trinidad is Carnival Central. So a lot of people would be coming out of Barbados to go to Trinidad. So maybe most of the tickets are sold out by them. So when the plane stops in Trinidad, then it comes to Jamaica. You get me? The return tickets were sold out. So what we had to do was, the other options were, like, we take the flight, we buy a one-way to Barbados, and then buy a one-way back to Jamaica. But then the tickets that were left to come back to Jamaica, they had to go through Miami. Wow. And those cost, like, $600 one-way.
Let's do it.
Hello? you heard me? They cost $600 one-way. So it would be like 200 and enough to Barbados and 600 and something back, which is almost $1,000, which no makes sense. So what we had to do was basically there was an option of either not to go, to go and come back on the day of Road March, or come back on like the Thursday or Friday. The option that we took was to come back on the day. So we'll be going to fetes and stuff. We probably will see parts of the road march, but
and
we
Rihanna.
Won't be. Hopefully, we'll see Riri, but we won't be taking part. So communication is one thing that is very integral in planning trips. So
where are we staying?
We are staying in a nice villa. And you will see that on our page when that time comes.
It's a pool?
Yes.
It's a gym? Where for you?
I don't know. I don't think so. Oh. Maybe there's a gym on the property.
Is it a house with different rooms? Yes. Is this thing on?
Yes. What do you mean by if it's a house with a room? It's a villa.
No,
yeah,
as in like four if bedrooms. It's like an apartment. Or if it's like a house, a standalone house with, you know.
Sweetie Pie.
Mm-hmm. Is it a gated community? What is it?
I
the people want to know.
It is a gated community.
If the people want to know,
they are different villas.
Stay tuned.
So they what, Lionel?
Right, so it's a gated community with different villas.
Oh, okay.
See me a chat okay, part. Cool. Villas, right.
Yeah, all man. Right, cool. Well, predictions. All right, so since we're going into season two... That was so random. Sorry, guys, to drop it on you like that. Yeah. But since we're going into season two, we're going to make some predictions. All right? You guys ready? Lionel and Rush?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yes.
All right. Well, first, I'm going to insert this. Who do you think will have the first squad baby?
Brittany.
For the extended squad. Yes. You guys were talking about it. You guys said something earlier, and I just jotted down. I don't remember what exactly. But Yeah, who's gonna have the first squad baby? Russia, who is your vote for?
Breezy.
No, do that. Okay, you can't vote somebody more than once. Lydell, who is your vote for?
I said Britney.
No, I didn't. Nobody heard that. I said we can't vote the same person.
But all right, I answered
male and female. All right, I'll be the female. Somebody has to vote as male. Who will be the first male of the extended squad?
Jamaro.
That's what I was thinking. Anyway, that's what I was thinking. Well, right. Anyway, so let's talk about some technology now. What are your technological predictions for the future? For the next 3 months or 5 years? Let me hear you, Lionel. Right.
You ever watched the movie Smart House? Yes. I think somebody's going to, in the 5 years from now is what, 2024?
Wait, specific, who is the somebody?
I don't
know. Bailey, Usain Bolt, who?
The man from Apple is going to invent a smart house. So that the house will clean itself. It will just know when you're coming, you know, you can sync your car into it.
Mm-hmm.
So it can No, 20 minutes before you reach it, we'll just turn on the air conditioning and, you know, stuff like that. Yeah, man, yeah, man. And, you know, the hamper will just automatically separate your clothes and just wash the loads, and then it will just iron it and fold it.
What year? What year are you seeing this?
I said 2024.
Whoa, that's a little... Okay. Which country?
You said 5 years. The first country.
Yeah, man, relax, sweetie. Relax.
I'm quite relaxed.
Yeah, man. Which country?
The United States.
Right. Rochelle, any predictions?
Technological. I'm open for one of those tools that, you know, can just make your food to its entirety.
Okay.
So you just put in the raw ingredients and it come out?
Yeah, everything and it just come out.
Ooh, I have one.
Perfectly.
You have one what?
You're
not talking about cup soup.
What are you saying?
Oh, you have an invention.
Yes, this is not probably not a prediction, but I hope that very soon, because I'm very good at cooking, guys. So
anyway,
what's happened is a lot of the times I video call or I like to record myself whilst cooking up a good tasty meal, a Jamaican nice meal, right?
What was the last thing you cooked?
And so it is my wish that persons are able... Hello? It is my wish that persons are able to smell. So with video calling, we can see, we can hear and everything, but I want the sense of smell to go through the air.
How
would
it best say this?
Seriously?
All right?
So can you imagine if you're on the toilet? That's fine. All
right. Yeah, man, exactly. Or something where I'm not sure how tangible it can be, that image or whatever, that experience, but I think smell will definitely... Well, I don't know, but that's what I want.
Oh, so it's a 4D thing. Yeah, man, that's cool.
Yes. It just blows my mind how we can like video call someone in China right now.
Yeah.
Like, how am I seen in your house and I am at my house? Like, what? Like, what is that? That's amazing. That's mind-blowing. Where are the... All right, I'm now about to get into it. But where are these things traveling right now? You know what I'm saying? Is it going through that black line? I'm just joking. I really know.
Yes, Einstein.
Anyway. All right, some more predictions. So what about like 3 months time? What's going to say? Anything, you know?
I don't think nothing drastic will go on in 3 months.
Well, every day drastic things go on.
I could be surprised. I don't mind a surprise. 3 months.
Okay.
3 months from now is when? Where?
I don't know. Or we can just say in the year.
September.
Next year, 2020.
Yo, 2020 is the year. Is the year of...
It is the year of, not Jubilee, but you know what I'm saying? 2020 is the year. So I'm hearing, based on what you guys are saying, that we're going to have a 2020 baby squad with Jay. So Jay's going to have a 2020 baby. In 2020, what else going to happen? Enough things are going to go on. What do you guys think about flying cars?
Well, that's not really interesting. I'm not really interested. But
okay.
Yeah, man.
Or what about cars that can... like floating cars, quote unquote, you know, boats. That doesn't make sense because you have boats.
Right?
Cars that can go on water, I don't know.
Yeah, but people probably would want them own thing, you know. Maybe you can't afford a car and a boat, and you just have one thing. You know what I mean?
One. yeah, and just, man. You know, you reach the beach and you just kick into yeah. water, Gary.
Yo, remember when we used to dream about, like, all right, we'll go somewhere, but the tour we drive, and we could have, like, connect the cars.
Yes.
That would be cool.
Yes. But what would it say again with it? Is it impossible? I think it was a case where I still would have to be in my vehicle or something like that. But, yeah, that would be cool just to merge.
Right. Know. You just know, like go somewhere, you know,
Samsung phones. Yeah. You know how you can put the phones back-to-back? What's the beam or whatever they call
right,
it?
To exchange
and,
stuff.
Right, so we just link the two cars and boom. You know
or when we went to England and they did the touch thing with your card. You know, that's cool too. Not only the Oyster, but they had card. Like, if you do have an Oyster card, yeah, they have credit cards that you can just touch. Contactless cards. Okay. So, yeah, and you can do it in any store or whatever too.
All right. Speaking of 2020, Rochelle, how many countries will the squad visit in 2020? Predictions.
Let's say about 3.
Ooh, should I go for the next list one? Let me see. Let's see if these predictions can come from the list one country, man. Come true.
In 2020, we'll probably go to Africa.
Boxers. Okay.
Yeah, that's a nice lineup. Three countries that we'll be going to in 2020.
But Bali is a country. I think that's just a city in Indonesia. So I would like to go to Bali. So we're going to Bali in 2020.
Right. So you heard it here, folks.
Right. What is your prediction?
You know where we're going to go, guys?
Where?
We're going to go to China to visit Nick. Wait.
It's Japan. Same difference,
I
right?
Lana was just waiting.
Oh, shit. What's your guys, prediction?
Let me just insert that. This year, Rochelle, I don't know if you guys know already, but Rochelle is actually the president this year. So, I guess we should, at this finale, we should have announced the 2020 person, you know. The 2020 person.
Yeah, maybe at the
end of the year. Yeah, man. I have to think it through. But Rochelle is the reigning president. She was actually the president in 2019. My prediction for 2020, I don't like nothing. It's coming to me right now, so I'm still talking while I'm thinking. You know what I'm wearing? Yeah, man. Nothing is coming to me. Okay, I'm thinking a nice Caribbean island, though.
Mm.
A nice one. You know, a
I
nice
feel you.
One.
Yeah,
yes,
man.
The nice island vibe, but with Jamaican. Yeah, moving along, guys. So, will the amount of tourists visiting Jamaica increase or decrease for 2019? I think last year, between January and August, it was 2.95 million tourists.
Wow. I think it's going to increase.
So wait, hold on. How many people live on Jamaica? Anybody know?
Mm-hmm. Oh, no, not right now.
Okay.
Yeah. Do you think it's gonna increase, Rush?
Yeah.
Why? Especially with all of the crime and violence. Yeah, with all of the crime and the violence happening, you think it will increase?
Yes.
Wow. Right. Wait. I just googled it, and 2.89 million people live in Jamaica. So the same amount of people, yeah. The population of Jamaica is 2.89 million.
Okay.
So it's basically the same amount of people that live, it's more actually, more people visited here than people that live here.
Right.
That is so cool.
That's amazing.
Yeah. I think the numbers will increase though, because, or like Carnival, for example, like some fest.
On the chart, we're going up on the maps,
right? Stuff like that are improving, so you know, people want to come to this place and check it out. So I think that it will probably increase. I hope it increases. And then they're building so many new hotels, like that H10 hotel,
AC.
AC too. That's gonna have the most rooms. Well, the H10 one I'm talking about, we have the most rooms ever in a hotel in the Caribbean. So
where is it gonna be?
In Trelawney.
But what all of that necessary? Well, okay, wow. What's the name?
H10.
I've never heard of it. Wow.
Well, it's just they're building right now.
Okay.
Right.
Oh, so you know it because of the link with work or otherwise?
Well, work.
Okay, cool. There's a restaurant called M10. Wow, look at that. In I don't know, Vineyard Town.
I mean, maybe they usually change the name after a while, but that's the name.
Which is true, because hotels usually go through quite a bit for real. Mm. All right, so last question for you guys and the listeners. You guys can, you know, answer to in your cars, wherever. So, the Indie Travel Podcast is all about, this is another podcast, of course, as the name suggests, right, about travel. So, the Indie Travel Podcast is all about travel from the perspective of a couple who sold everything they had and left their home in New Zealand to travel the world. Now, what I want to know from you guys, would you do the same?
Yes, why, I would.
Why not? Russia, would you do the same?
I and I, Rasta. I and I, Nalefia.
I'm sorry.
No, I would leave my, as in, this is my home, yes, but I leave my home and travel elsewhere. I want to see the world. I want to, you know, that would be my dream, if I could make money while traveling and experiencing new culture, meeting people, going about life just like that. I would do it without,
right. So you make money while they travel,
hold on, say, if all sweetie, right. And then how would they travel if they don't get the money? Okay, go ahead.
So no, they would
have already.
Right. So that's therefore, what that's what I'm going to ask you. That's what I'm going to ask you, Lionel. So put yourself in the scenario. Would you? You can do it. You're saying you would. I'm saying you can. If you sell, let's say you have all of these things in your name. You have house, car, whatever, whatever. Right? Mm-hmm. Would you sell that right now? Would you sell your house? Sell the car? Sell whatever else you own?
Sell out Jamaica.
And right, go so, and travel and travel the world.
And you're saying that stands alone. I'm not sure if I'm going to be making money doing this. That's what you're saying?
Right. Maybe you mean you're innovative, so you know you have unique products and your hustle. We're not really looking to that. Just as is with this scenario, would you? I mean, let's say the money can sustain you for even a year after traveling to, like,
right, no, I wouldn't. Country. I wouldn't do that. I'm not that short-sighted. Okay. So I guess that's why I haven't done it. I think I would if you know, it was sustainable.
Okay, Rush, what you say? Well, you're not leave?
No, sir. I'm staying right here.
Yo, you know, say I did look this up one time, and 64% of Americans never leave America.
Like, you talk about that. You talk about that, like, there's a good percentage of them that has never left their city, the city that right. They live in.
Yes, never took that.
That is crazy.
Personally, I know people like that. When I went up to Miami last year and I was visiting some family, I just met like three cousins and whatever. And I was like, yo, I never know them exist or anything. And you know, say, one that they live in Miami, he's never been outside of Florida. He has never, and their parents are from Jamaica. They're Jamaicans or whatever, the three of them. And they've never been to Jamaica. And they're like old now. They're like 30. And I'm like, what? They've never left America, not even go to Canada. Sorry, not little, but when I say little, I mean it's
right there. It's right there. Right.
Same country. Yeah, man. But I'm like, huh, it's mind blowing to me. They've never seen, all they know is America. And then when I look at the statistics or whatever, when it says 64%, more than half of American citizens, they have never left America.
Huh? That is crazy. And then when you look at it, Miami is like half an hour from here. Like if you're to say something like that, oh, you're from Jamaica, and it's like half an hour.
Like, yo, it's just. I mean, yes, America is big. There's a lot to see, you know. There's America is the dream, not the dream, but quote unquote,
yeah, the American dream is there, apparently. Yeah.
So everything is there, you know, roller coaster, anything you need, you know, really. You can go Florida, go to the beach, whatever you have to do. So, I mean, you know, if you want snow, you go up there, so you know, everything is there. I understand that, but come on, you never yet go to the Caribbean, you never yet, you're just not curious to see how other people look, like alien, you know,
maybe it's easy for us to say, because we've been and we're exposed, you know.
Well, they're missing out, they are missing out,
and I guess it's a different perspective, because we are from the lesser, you know, looking up to them, not looking up, but, you know, they mm-hmm. are at the top, them reach, quote
right.
unquote.
So right, and everything is around them, so they don't need it, supposedly.
Yeah, but, hey.
All right, I just want to mention one last thing. Today, we're recording on a Wednesday, because we usually do, and publish on a Friday. Today is Juneteenth. I don't know if you guys know what that is.
I was about to ask if anybody know what Juneteenth is.
Right, so let me just tell you guys. It is the day when it's like the American Emancipation Day, like that. Today in 18 something was the last time that there was any legally enslaved people. So like, and that was the biggest abolishment of slavery ever. So Black people everywhere usually celebrate Juneteenth on the 19th of June. So that's just so you guys
sort of the audience know, the listening audience, right guys?
Right, just in case. Yeah man.
So let's celebrate freedom. And on that note, guys, we're going to wrap up. Thank you again for joining us for our first ever podcast. We went into this thing just, we're amateurs, like, from, you know, we just went into this thing. We just wanted to share, you know, for you guys to hear our voice, hear our views and our experiences and stuff. As we said, we have lots coming up. We have our product that we're launching very soon. Just stay tuned with our page, YouTube, everything. And just support. And if you have a business you want us to advertise it, or whatever, if you want to sponsor the podcast or whatever you want to do, we're open to that. Our inbox is open. You can email us at powersquadja@gmail.com. keep in contact with us, guys, and we'll see you soon. Season 2 is coming up. How soon, Lionel?
In 2 weeks.
Wow.
Whoa. Right, so we're gonna plan and come back with fresh new ideas.
Yeah, thanks for staying with us, you know, throughout the season and everything. Rochelle, anything, any last words? And don't say big up your baby father or whatever.
Don't mix me. Anyway, okay, guys, then. I just want to leave
the accent though.
Something with y'all.
All right, leave it with life us
to the fullest.
I agree. That is true. That hit home. Yeah, man.
Yes, it's and true. What was the quote, Lionel, at the start? Let me say it again.
Yes, say
the meaning of life is to give... Wait, what? The meaning of life is to give life meaning.
Yes.
Give your life meaning. That's the meaning of life, guys. Live your life. Don't watch anybody else. Yeah. Have fun. You have one life to live. If it is that you want to get married, get married. If you want to travel, travel. If you want to eat food, eat the food. If you want to work out and get gym body for crap over, do that. Whatever you have to do. Not throwing any word, but yeah.
Okay. Just
enjoy life.
Yep. It's also one you have. Might as well just enjoy.
Yes. And we are very grateful for life. We're grateful for friendship, family. We really enjoy each other's company, like genuinely. And I hope that you guys are able to find a community where you are comfortable also, you know, a group of friends or whatever it is, and you know that you guys share similar interests, which I guess that's what friends are kind of. But yeah, so yeah, we want to thank God for our blessings for each other and stuff like that. Big up on yourself. We'll see you soon.
Bye.
I just kissed you guys. Sorry about that. Yeah, man. All right, let me do it again. Bye, guys.
Bye.
I don't want to end this. Is anybody here? Hello. Don't cut this off in a Lionel. Big up Lionel for doing the editing of the podcast. Seamless. You know, you can message him if you need a joke. But yeah, big up Lionel. He's been doing all of the thing.
The slate.